From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If you're spending this Memorial Day in somebody else's house that you rented online, you may have used a vacation website, Airbnb. But not in the state of New York, not for long at least. Last week, a judge here ruled the company is violating laws against running illegal hotels. Jonathan Zittrain is co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says online rental websites have challenged some of the old expectations and regulations of room and board.
This really starts from a division that is not so firm anymore between commercial and non-commercial. And the division is longstanding that the kinds of duties that, say, an innkeeper owes his or her guest are actually stronger than the duties that a social host owes a friend coming over for a visit.
So this is kind of a problem.
Well, it is a problem for which we don't want the solution to be worse than the problem. Now, for something like Airbnb, you could see how a regulator might have interest in saying, I don't understand why you get away with running a flop house when a commercial owner of a building isn't allowed to without having stuff up to speed on the fire codes, on all sorts of other stuff.
Legislation is one possibility. I mean, is it possible that Airbnb could adjust the way they do business?
There might be something they can do, but it's hard to just think of this as a technicality tweak. And what I like, actually, is not trying to anticipate every single problem ahead of time. I like the idea that these services start on the internet and the kinks kind of get worked out a little bit through the market, and then a bunch of people are using it, that might be the moment to say, we need to figure out how it's going to relate to its more traditional commercial siblings.
Is it also problematic the way that things are working out because now Airbnb sort of gets squashed in New York for a little while? Or do you think that's part of the natural process and this will work itself out?
I don't think Airbnb is going anywhere. And I don't think it's going anywhere down in New York. There will be something worked out. And this particular thing happens to be something that involves citizens at large making money or having a good travel experience. And those citizens vote.
Jonathan Zittrain of Harvard. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you.